I know.
Good to see you.
Isn't it great?
Okay.
It's like old times.
I call the March 19th City Council meeting to order and would like to note the special provisions under which we are operating this evening due to the highly contagious nature of the novel COVID-19 virus and public health recommendations. For social distancing, we are conducting this meeting with the most basic contingent of staff and city officials possible. Councilmember Bob Smith already had plans to be out of town, and he indeed is. We have asked the mayor to stay home, and I, Rebecca Spittler, am acting as mayor for this meeting. That leaves us with a quorum of council members, Scott Lee, Chip McDaniel, and Rodney Hammond, for voting purposes. We also have our city administrator, Tom Rozier, here to help us conduct the meeting, as well as our city administrator, Lee Threadgill, which we will be swearing in at this meeting to be our deputy city administrator. As we sit here, we are practicing safe social distancing, and given our short agenda, expect to complete our business as expeditiously as possible. I thank all of you for being here with me tonight, and I would also like to note that we have one member of the public with us. Do I have a motion regarding the agenda?
I'd like to make a motion.
Need to add an item in session that was not planned. I would like to add a new business item F.
Okay.
And that item is to extend all occupation tax certificate deadlines by 30 days to support of our local businesses.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as amended and submitted.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
All in favor? That's unanimous. I'd like to note the following items on the consent agenda and solicit a motion. On the consent agenda, we have the minutes of the February 20th council meeting, financial reports for December 2019, and financial reports for January 2020. Do I have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
All in favor? That's unanimous. Okay, under old business, we do not have any old business to discuss this evening. Under new business, our first item are the mayoral appointments supplement. We would like to add Lee Threadgill as our deputy city administrator and our deputy city clerk, as Pat Chapman is retiring effective the end of this month. And we'd like to appoint Chris Kimberly and Jenny Nevins to the Arts Committee. Do I have a motion approving these appointments?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the mayoral appointments as presented.
Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
All in favor? That's unanimous. All right. Tom, would you like to speak to us?
I would. After a career spanning 44 years of service, not only to the city of Berkeley Lake, but also Fulton, Gwinnett, and Barrow counties, and the city of Loganville, Pat Chapman is retiring, and we will genuinely miss her in so many ways. Pat's replacement is Leith Redgill, who held the position for almost 6 years before Pat joined us. Lee has also worked for the cities of Wilmington, North Carolina, and LaGrange, Georgia, as well as Forsyth County, and we're fortunate and glad to have Lee back among us.
All right, so at this point, we'd like to administer the oath of office to Lee Threadgill, and to expedite the process, we have given her the oath, and Lee, I would ask you if you would read that, please.
Absolutely. I, Lee Threadgill, a resident of the state of Georgia and the recipient of public funds rendered as such, do hereby solemnly swear and affirm that I will support the Constitution of the state of Georgia, the charter and ordinances of the city of Berkeley Lake, and that I will, to the best of my ability, faithfully perform the duties of the office of deputy city administrator and deputy city clerk during my continuance therein. I do further solemnly swear and affirm that I am not the holder of any unaccounted for public money due this state or any political subdivision or authority thereof, that I am not the holder of any office of trust under the government of the United States, any other state, or any foreign state, which, by the laws of the state of Georgia, I am prohibited from holding, that I am otherwise qualified to hold said office according to the Constitution and laws of Georgia, and that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of this state.
Congratulations and welcome back. Actually, I think it's more congratulations to the city of Berkeley Lake, and we are very happy to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, next item has to do with public safety, the Berkeley Lake Homeowners Association proposal to temporarily lower the lake level in January 2021. Do I have a motion to approve this proposal?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the BLHA proposal as presented for a single instance of lake lowering in January 2021.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
All in favor? That's unanimous. All right. We have an update to our ordinance O-20-231 that deals with additional building codes to be enforced. Lee, would you like to talk to us about that?
Sure. The Georgia Department of Community Affairs has adopted a new list of updated building codes to be enforced throughout the state effective January 1st, 2020. While the city's ordinance provides for automatic updating of the city's list for the mandatory building codes, we must periodically decide the optional codes we want to enforce. So O-20-231 proposes the adoption of the 2012 International Property Maintenance Code and the 2012 International Existing Building Code to replace the older versions of these codes currently in effect. Tonight, I'm asking that this ordinance be placed on first read.
Do I have a motion putting this ordinance on first read?
Yes, I'd like to move to place O-20-231, an ordinance specifying the building codes to be enforced in addition to the state minimum codes, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on first read.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? That's unanimous. All right, our next item deals with ordinance O-20-232, post-development stormwater management. Lee, would you like to talk to us about this?
Yes, as its title suggests, this ordinance deals with the design and long-term maintenance of stormwater control facilities on both public and private property. We are required, as a condition of our stormwater permit from the state, to have this type of ordinance in place. The first section of this ordinance deletes a conflicting provision concerning the controlling design standard for stormwater facilities. The second section is the new ordinance and is based on the model ordinance developed by the Metropolitan North Georgia Water Planning District for its member jurisdictions, of which we are one. This section adopts the Georgia Stormwater Manual as the design standard for structural and non-structural best management practices for stormwater control and establishes the enforcement mechanisms at the city's disposal to ensure long-term maintenance of facilities. Tonight, I'm requesting that O-20-232 be placed on first read.
Do I have a motion for this stormwater management ordinance?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to place O-20-232, an ordinance adopting the Georgia Stormwater Manual regulating post-development stormwater management for new development and redevelopment, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on first read.
Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
All in favor? That's unanimous. All right, we have a 2019 budget amendment. Tom, do you want to talk to us about that?
Yes. O-20-233 is a housekeeping measure to identify a final status of expenses and revenues for 2019. I'm requesting that council place the item on first read and to schedule a public hearing regarding the amendment for April 16th at 8 p.m.
Do I have a motion for the budget amendment?
Yes, I motion to place 0-20-233, an ordinance to amend the budget for the year 2019, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on first read, and to hold a public hearing regarding the amendment on April 16th, 2020 at 8 p.m.
Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
All in favor? That's unanimous. Okay, and then our new item on the list pertains to business licenses, and Tom, do you want to talk to us briefly about that?
It's purely just I'm seeking a motion to extend all occupation tax certificate issuing deadlines by 30 days for the year 2020.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Seconded.
All in favor? That's unanimous. Do we have any public comments?
This is so well orchestrated, I'm sorry.
No comments?
No.
Okay. There being no further business to discuss, do I have a motion for adjournment?
Madam Mayor, I move to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
All in favor? That's unanimous.